All right, everyone, welcome back to another deep dive with the Spiritual Seek. You know how much we love to go deep here, and today we're tackling something I bet you think you know pretty well already, the Zodiac.
Yeah, the Zodiac. But trust me, we're going way beyond like your typical sun sign horoscope stuff.
Right. We're talking about the deeper stuff. Like, what about archetypes? Have you ever thought about the Zodiac from that angle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the hidden strengths and weaknesses of each sign.
Ooh, don't forget about those shadow selves.
Yeah, like what's really lurking beneath the surface.
I am so ready for this.
Okay.
Are you ready to unlock some serious Zodiac wisdom?
Let's do it.
Okay, so to kick things off, let's do a super quick recap of the four elements.
Fire, earth, air, and water.
Yes. They're like the basic building blocks of, well, everything. But in this case, they totally influence the vibes of each zodiac sign.
It's true. Like fire signs, right. They're known for being super passionate and dynamic.
Yeah. Think of them as the ones who bring the heat.
Exactly. The spark plugs of the zodiac.
Okay, so first up in our fiery lineup, we've got Aries, the ram, born between March 21st and April 19th. And get this, they're ruled by Mars.
The planet of action? Makes sense, right?
Totally. I mean, Aries are famous for their boldness, their take-charge attitude.
Yeah, it's like they were born to be leaders.
It's true. I've always been so fascinated by how Aries are able to, like, turn their courage into action.
They don't just talk the talk.
No. Walk the walk. It's like this innate drive, you know, to be pioneers, to, like, forge their own path.
Which, you know, ties into that whole warrior archetype thing that Aries totally embodies.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Well, you know, as an Aries, you might find yourself drawn to situations that require, like, serious bravery.
Oh, yes. Standing up for what you believe in.
Totally. Or, you know, taking risks in your career.
Makes so much sense.
Mm.
But, okay, this warrior energy, right? It's got a flip side.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, those ram horns.
Right.
Right. There's got to be a reason for those.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way, you know, that assertiveness that Aries is known for. It's a strength, totally, but it can also, like, tip into impulsivity.
Ooh, yeah, or a quick temper.
Exactly. So for Aries, learning how to, like, channel that fiery energy in a constructive way is key.
It's like refining the warrior's blade, right? The sharper the focus, the more effective it becomes.
That's a great way to put it.
Okay, so we've got the warrior charging ahead, ready to conquer the world. Now let's talk about Taurus.
The bull.
Born between April 20th and May 20th. And they are an earth sign.
Ruled by Venus.
The planet of beauty and pleasure. I mean, that makes total sense, right? Taurus is all about enjoying the finer things in life.
Oh, yeah, totally. Good food, beautiful art, all that good stuff.
Like, they just have this deep appreciation for the sensory world.
It's not just about indulging, though, right?
Oh, interesting. So it's more than just, like, liking nice things.
Way more. It's about that need for stability, for security, for building a solid foundation.
Okay, so it's about creating a haven where they can, like, really savor life's pleasures.
Exactly. It's like Taurus provides that sense of groundedness, that nurturing energy. Reminds me of the caregiver archetype.
I see that. It's like they find satisfaction in providing for themselves and their loved ones, creating a sense of peace and beauty. But, like, every archetype has its potential shadow side, right?
Definitely.
So what would that look like for Taurus?
Well, you know how much they love stability. Sometimes that can make them resistant to change.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And that grounded energy can turn into stubbornness if they're not careful.
Oh, I know a few Tauruses who can be a little stubborn.
But hey, it's that steadiness that also makes them such loyal friends.
Totally. They're the ones you can always count on, no matter what.
The rocks of the zodiac.
Okay, let's shift gears from the grounded bull to the airy realm of Gemini, born between May 21st and June 21st. Ruled by Mercury. The planet of, well, pretty much everything, communication.
Right. Gemini is the ultimate communicator, the storyteller of the zodiac. It's like they thrive on information, ideas, you know, connecting with others.
It's like they have this constant stream of thoughts and ideas flowing through them.
Oh, yeah. And they see all sides of everything.
Which makes sense, right? I mean, the twins' duality. It's like built into their symbol.
For sure. I've always admired their ability to, like, strike up a conversation with anyone.
About anything. It's a gift.
And that totally connects back to the communicator archetype, you know? They're all about bridging those gaps between people, between ideas.
And they always brought that lightness and wit to the table, too.
Oh, absolutely. Geminis keep things interesting, for sure.
But even with all their amazing qualities, their intellectual agility can also be their downfall.
Hmm, interesting. How so?
Like, do they spread themselves too thin?
That's definitely one way it can manifest. They jump from one interest to the next without really going deep. Mm. Or, you know, they might try to please everyone so much that they avoid taking a stand.
Ooh, so indecisiveness.
Yeah, and a fear of commitment. That's the shadow side.
It's like they need to find that balance between their airy nature and a sense of, like, groundedness.
For sure. Grounding is key for Gemini.
Okay, moving on to our first water sign. Cancer, the crab, born between June 22nd and July 22nd, and they're ruled by the moon.
The planet of emotions. Mm. Which makes sense, right? Cancers are super intuitive, very much in tune with their feelings.
Oh, yeah. And they're ruled by the moon, which governs our, you know, feelings and subconscious, so they're all about leading with their hearts.
They create a sense of home wherever they go.
It's true. They're the nurturers, the caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in a more emotional sense than, say, Taurus.
Yeah, more about emotional support and belonging.
And their empathy.
Ugh, it's off the charts.
It's like they can feel what you're feeling before you even say a word.
Exactly. But that same sensitivity that makes them so amazing can also make them, well, kind of vulnerable, right?
For sure. Their emotions run deep and they can get hurt easily. Like the crab, they might retreat into their shell if they feel threatened. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So that's where, like, their shadow side comes out.
Could be moodiness, could be oversensitivity, could even be clinginess.
Like, they need a safe and secure environment to really thrive, to blossom.
Absolutely. They need to feel nurtured and secure to really let their guard down.
Well, we've covered four signs so far, and it's already, like, such a range of personalities. Are you ready to keep going?
Oh, I'm just getting started. You know, it's funny how both Taurus and Cancer are kind of like the caregivers of the zodiac.
That's totally, but in, like, totally different ways.
Yeah. Taurus is all about that practical care, you know, creating a comfortable and stable environment.
And Cancer is like the emotional caregiver, right? Making sure everyone feels loved and supported.
Exactly. Two sides of the same nurturing coin.
I love that. Okay. Are you ready to move on to the next sign? Because I am ready to talk about Leo.
The lion. Bring on the drama.
Born between July 23rd and August 22nd. And of course, they are ruled by the sun.
I mean, it just makes sense, right?
It's so perfect. Leos are all about that radiant, warm energy. It's like they're the stars of the show.
Totally. And they have that natural flair for the dramatic.
I've always admired how Leos are, like, so good at making people feel special and included.
They're super generous with their love and attention.
Exactly. But okay, real talk. Their need for validation.
It can be a bit much sometimes.
It's like sometimes it overshadows everyone else.
Yeah, their confidence can sometimes tip into, you know, arrogance.
Or bossiness.
Exactly. It's like their inner lion needs to roar a little too loud.
It's a fine line between confidence and ego, for sure. But even with their, like, little flaws, Leos are so much fun to be around.
Oh, yeah. Their enthusiasm is contagious.
Okay, let's move on to the next sign. We're going from the fiery lion to Virgo. Born between August 23rd and September 22nd.
An earth sign.
But unlike Taurus, they are ruled by Mercury.
The planet of communication and analysis. This is where things get interesting.
Totally. I mean, Virgos are known for being super analytical and detail-oriented.
They're like the masters of organization.
They see things that other people totally miss.
It's true. It's like they have this built-in radar for flaws and imperfections.
Okay, so tell me about Virgo's archetype.
Well, it's the servant. But not in a subservient kind of way. It's more about serving a higher purpose, you know, striving for excellence.
So it's about, like, using their analytical skills to make things better.
Exactly. They're problem solvers. They're the ones who want to improve everything.
But, I mean, that same meticulousness can also be, like, their downfall.
Oh, for sure. Their desire for order can sometimes make them a little too rigid.
A little too perfect.
Yeah. And they can be overly critical, both of themselves and others.
Which, I mean, can make them seem a bit judgmental.
Or uptight.
So it's like, for Virgos, it's all about finding that balance between their analytical minds and their human hearts.
Exactly. Learning to let go a little.
Okay, now let's talk about Libra. Born between September 23rd and October 23rd.
Ruled by Venus, just like Taurus.
But Libra is an air sign.
It's Venus expressed through a different element, you know?
Yeah.
It's all about harmony and balance.
It's so true. Libras are all about diplomacy and, like, a strong sense of justice.
Their archetype is the mediator.
It makes sense.
Right.
They're always trying to create peace and understanding.
They have this amazing ability to see both sides of every story.
Like, they bring a sense of grace and equilibrium to, like, everything they do. But doesn't that desire for harmony sometimes make them avoid conflict altogether?
Yeah, for sure. It's a classic Libra dilemma, you know, wanting to keep everyone happy.
So they might, like, suppress their own needs to keep the peace.
Exactly. And that can lead to indecisiveness.
So for Libras, it's about learning to, like, assert themselves while still being diplomatic.
Finding that sweet spot between speaking their truth and maintaining harmony.
Makes sense. Okay, are you ready to talk about Scorpio?
The most intense sign of the zodiac. I'm ready.
Born between October 24th and November 21st. A water sign ruled by Pluto, the planet of transformation.
And co-ruled by Mars, the planet of action.
I mean, that's a powerful combo.
It is. Scorpios are all about depth, intensity, and like diving deep into the mysteries of life.
They're definitely not afraid to face the darkness.
Nope. They embrace it, in fact.
Their archetype is the alchemist, which is so fitting, right?
Totally. They're all about transformation, you know, both for themselves and for others.
And they have such a deep understanding of human psychology. It's kind of freaky sometimes.
That was like, they can see right through you.
Exactly. But okay, let's talk about that shadow side.
Because we all know Scorpio has a bit of a reputation.
Right. They can be jealous, possessive.
Their intensity can definitely get the best of them sometimes.
So for Scorpios, it's about channeling all that raw energy into something positive.
Finding healthy outlets for their passions.
Okay, we've covered 8 signs so far. How are you feeling?
I'm loving this. Ready to keep going. Totally. Let's do it. Up next, we have Sagittarius, born between November 22nd and December 21st.
Oh, Sagittarius. They are such free spirits.
A fire sign ruled by Jupiter, the planet of expansion and abundance.
I've always admired how optimistic they are.
It's like they truly believe anything is possible.
It's infectious. You can't help but feel hopeful when you're around a Sagittarius.
Their archetype is the explorer, always seeking new horizons.
Makes sense. They love to travel, to learn new things, to experience it all.
They're all about expanding their knowledge of the world.
It's that sense of adventure that I find so appealing. But I've also noticed that their need for freedom can sometimes, you know, make them come across as a bit flaky.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That independent nature can make it tough for them to settle down.
Or to commit to long-term plans.
They might prioritize their own need for exploration over the needs of others.
Yeah, which can sometimes unintentionally hurt people who, like, crave more stability.
That's their shadow side. Restlessness, fear of commitment. Maybe even a little recklessness.
So it's all about balance, right? Finding that sweet spot between their thirst for adventure and their responsibility to the people in their lives.
Exactly. Okay, are you ready for Capricorn? Born between December 22nd and January 19th.
Ooh, Capricorn. Mm-hmm. The boss.
Well, they are known for their discipline and determination.
It's true. They always seem to have their eyes on the prize.
They're an earth sign ruled by Saturn, the planet of structure and responsibility.
Which makes so much sense. Capricorns are all about hard work and achieving their goals.
Their archetype is the builder, focused on creating a lasting legacy.
I've always admired their work ethic, but I have to admit, sometimes they can seem a little bit, you know, emotionally distant.
Yeah, that's a common misconception about Capricorns.
What do you mean?
They actually feel things very deeply, but they just don't always show it.
Oh, interesting. So it's more like they express themselves through their actions rather than their words.
Exactly. Their shadow side can manifest as workaholism or a fear of failure or having a hard time letting go of control.
It's like they're so driven to succeed that they forget to, like, enjoy the ride.
That's why it's so important for them to find a balance between ambition and, you know, connecting with others.
Makes sense. Okay, let's move on to Aquarius, born between January 20th and February 18th. The innovators of the zodiac.
The rebels. They're always challenging the status quo.
I love how Aquarians are always thinking outside the box, you know, pushing boundaries.
They're an air sign ruled by Uranus, the planet of revolution and originality.
Which explains a lot. I mean, their archetype is the visionary, always looking towards the future.
They're humanitarians at heart, always fighting for social justice.
It's like they have this unique ability to see the world from a different perspective.
They connect the dots that everyone else misses.
It's true. But sometimes their detachment from their emotions can make them seem a little, you know, aloof.
It's a defense mechanism, though, a way to protect their sensitive hearts.
So it's not that they don't feel things, it's just that they have a hard time expressing it.
Exactly. Their shadow side can be that emotional distance or rebelliousness just for the sake of it, or just having trouble connecting with people on a deeper level.
So it's about finding that balance again, right? Between their visionary ideals and their human connections.
You got it. All right, ready for the last sign?
Bring it on. Let's talk about Pisces, born between February 19th and March 20th.
The dreamers of the zodiac.
The artists, the poets, the mystics.
They're a water sign ruled by Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, and spirituality.
Pisces are so intuitive, so sensitive. It's like they're tapped into a different realm.
And their archetype is the mystic, which makes total sense.
It's so perfect. I mean, Pisces are all about connecting to something bigger than themselves.
They're incredibly compassionate and empathetic.
But sometimes, you know, their sensitivity can also be their downfall.
Oh, for sure. They can get lost in their own little world, you know?
It's like they need to find a way to ground themselves in reality while still honoring their dreamy nature.
Exactly. It's all about balance, as always. Their shadow side can be escapism or being easily influenced by others or just struggling to set boundaries.
So for Pisces, it's about finding that sweet spot between their spiritual sensitivity and, you know, navigating the real world.
Exactly. They need to learn how to anchor their dreams in reality.
Wow. We did it. We made it through all 12 signs.
That was quite a journey.
It's amazing how each sign has such a unique perspective on life, you know.
It really shows you how diverse human experience can be.
And it makes you realize that we're all connected, you know, like we're all part of this big cosmic tapestry.
Exactly. Each sign playing its own special role.
So what were your biggest takeaways from today's deep dive? Did any of the archetypes or shadow sides resonate with you?
I think what's so fascinating is that this is just the beginning, you know. The more you explore the zodiac, the more you learn about yourself and the people around you.
It's a lifelong journey. So thank you for joining us on this exploration of the zodiac. We hope you learned something new and that you'll continue to explore these ancient archetypes and how they show up in your own life.
Until next time.
Keep shining your light.